So we're holding ice kuf tes. Al tas b'seis amashat is b'ayish b'goloi. Al temar mi ro'eni. So the Gemara says that Tamino came into Rabbi Eliezer and they asked for bracha, and he said that your mer shemayim should be in you like mer basar adam. He said that's it. He said, yeah, that's halabai. A person should have that. A person does something b'seiser, and he hopes. He says, kishadam arbeir or mer shelo yirani aho adam. So what's the pshat? Nobody's perfect. And we know that in Seichel. We would like to appear to people to be as good people. We would like to appear to people more than we think we are, because that's how we think people will appreciate and value us. And honest people, it doesn't really make a difference. I told a Talmud recently. He says, "Now it can be this. It can take it one of two ways. You'll see what I mean in a second." I said, "There's nothing that you can do which can lower my respect for you." I said, "Well, Rebbe thinks I'm so low that there's nothing I can do. Like, you can't go any lower." That's not what I meant. That was his reaction. You know. It was a good line. The Ein Tzadik Bereshit Yachta V'lo Yachta. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has things they're doing wrong. But we, in our minds, and that if the whole world will live like that, it would be much easier to. But that's not how people work. Person does something wrong, and the reaction is, "Wow." You know, in overall picture, we're not saying the person is, you know, never done anything right, but we tend to focus on that, and that becomes like how we define the person. If we have a minimal interface with the person, for sure that's true. Mea culpa, Adam Gadol, I had one interface with the person, I met him one time. And it wasn't a positive interface. I had to work on a long time, like not to have negative feelings for the person. Because the one time I interfaced with him was like, he was very dismissive of my son's feelings. Right? And I'm sure he didn't mean it. And but like, there's only interface I ever had with him. I had to work on myself, like, not to define him based on one interface, because that's ridiculous. You don't define a person based on one time. I had another, in Yeshiva X, and I dropped off a Talmud in the. We were traveling together in New York. And he was driving, actually. He dropped me off, and he said, "You know," I said, "let me go. I'll go to Yeshiva X, and I'll learn for an hour or two, and eat that here or something." And then he said, "Pick me up. We're going to drive back to Silver Spring." So I didn't know there's a no policy, no cell phone policy, in the building. Not the base matters in the building. So I stood out of base matters to call him at the time we made up, you know, to see if he's here. So I should go outside. Yeshiva walks over to me. He says, "No cell phones in the building. Please leave." And say, "Shalom Aleichem, where are you from? How are you?" Not, you know, he said, "Please leave my building because you're having a cell phone." Right? So what was my reaction? My reaction was, "Well, he's such a wonderful, warm person who happened one time to be, you know." No, I say, "Wow, this is not like I like, well, wow, that's the first Shalom Aleichem of the person. He kicked me out of his building. It's like, very nice of him." You know? Now, is that true, that that's really who he is? No, of course not. He has hundreds of thousands of Talmidim would say he's the warmest person in the world. It's because I had a negative interface. It doesn't mean that's who he is, but that's how I'm going to react to him. Unless I make a decision not to. So if somebody sees me doing something wrong, that's going to be it. That's the definition. But it's not real. And we have a busha from it. Well, the sort of busha is when we don't live up to what we believe that we're supposed to be, it's embarrassing. I know I'm not that person that I should be defined based on this one action. If I really was that person, it wouldn't bother me so much. People should know that that's who I am. The reason why it bothers me is because I don't want it to be my definition. Busha, because I'll say a person doesn't have error and he's biased as Moichlam Loi. Wow, it's a pretty good deal. What's the pshat? What we're saying is someone misbiyish and saying that's not me. I don't believe that that's who I am. I'm so embarrassed that I did that. What I'm saying is sinish mir. That is we're talking about. You know, that's I've redefined myself as not that person. So mele get a mechila. The busha. The natural instinct is busha. I've been saying like. I'm as we're expelling that reality. That's not who I am, and I don't want people to perceive me like that, because that's not who I am. The person who really believes that's who he is usually doesn't care if people know about it. Right? You know? Yeah. The guy was the hatchet murderer, and he's nowadays. Nowadays we live in an interesting society. Like people will post on, to everybody to know, look what I did, I beat somebody up. They're not embarrassed of it. I don't know. They're publicizing it. What are they saying? I think that's okay to be that person. The person who one time lost it and hit somebody doesn't want anybody to know about it, because that's not him. So it's a tremendously, when we're grappling with this issue of the issue isn't just we're lacking Yir Shamayim, we care about people more than, but what we're saying is, I'm uncomfortable with this definition. Well, you should be uncomfortable with the definition, even if nobody else is around, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees. Because you see. Right? It's not like, listen, I really couldn't care less, and I don't mind doing it, but I don't want anybody to know about it because, it's bad for the job, Right? That's a real problem. So then, I'm willing to define myself like that, just I'm worried about public perception for whatever reason. I need it for my, right? You should be uncomfortable doing that. I don't live with myself. Right? I can't live with myself. I'm not comfortable in my own skin if I'm doing such a thing. So, Mela, there's Yir Shamayim. The Kudus not the Yir Shamayim is if you haven't figured out by now, I don't like from, even though we're learning the rush, I don't like from definitions. What's the real issue? The real issue is if this is who you are, okay, so then, good, so we have a real problem. The problem is much more not the fact that you're hiding it, the problem is like why are you okay with it? That's a real issue. That's a real issue on the ground. So, and if you're not okay with it, so then Taka, don't do it. Or get, I sometimes, a person gets left in, okay. So that, so you have to work on that. Try and avoid the situation, don't let it happen, etc. So I think the point of the rush, to me, is much more than a kuda of, there's a Yir Shamayim issue, the person really doesn't care about, he cares about people because his standing, etc. And the Kodesh doesn't care about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's like the frum element of it. But I think there's a whole other layer of it, which is that we shouldn't be comfortable with that type of reality, that I can do things and hide them and be okay with that. If it's something which publicly is not condoned, rightfully so, I shouldn't be comfortable with it privately either. okay, nobody's around, so you know I can tell you the Lashon Hara. Nobody's around, so I can just waste my time. The problem with wasting time is not because nobody's around. Like, the problem with Lashon Hara, the problem with Histaklus, the problem with whatever the issue is an intrinsic issue. That's maybe, I'm not sure that's what the Rosh meant, but at least that's an akudah which I want to focus on over here. And the reason why it's so uncomfortable, the bush is so uncomfortable, because we talk, no, that doesn't fit us when we're talking embarrassed. And then on the other end, we have to remind ourselves, okay, I'm embarrassed because it doesn't fit me, but I shouldn't define myself by that action. And then we extrapolate to other people the same way we give ourselves that type of emotion. I mean, because also you see, like we talked about yesterday, you see the Talmud Chacham doing something wrong, right? You shouldn't be maharach or belai the kabbali yasa tshuva. What is it saying? He did something wrong, but he's not that. That's not who he is. I have to assume that he's something bigger than that, and he's going to work on it, right? So we would want people to perceive us like that. We should do that for others as well.